The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday. Linda, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
The 7th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is at the helm.
Good morning. How are you?
Whoa, you are.
I'm hot.
Yes.
You're hot. You came in hot today.
Whoa. I'm always hot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you are hot. That's right. Okay.
Well, speaking of
days, national days?
Well, it's National Rentanyl Day.
What?
Rentanyl.
What's that?
The drug, rentanyl.
Oh, my God.
You mean the kind you give to kids when they...
No.
It's also canine lymphoma awareness day.
Oh, one of those days, huh? It's all about, your body and drugs.
Yeah.
We took Buford down yesterday because he had a lump on his back. He has a little lump. And the vet...
Reading Veterinary Clinic. I'm Buena Ventura. I want to give him a shout out.
I'm Buena Ventura. Great vet. And she did a biopsy of the little spot. And it's a little fatty
tissue.
It's not.
That's good.
Everything's
nothing
okay.
Everything's okay.
Everything's fine. And she said, he's staring at me. Which, you know, Buford does. Buford stares.
Yes, he does.
And she said, he's staring at me. I said, yeah. And he does that. And she goes, that's a dominance thing. And what I think is, because I read someplace when a dog stares, you know, stare into a dog's eyes, it's because he's trying to get, you know, we're getting on the same sheet of paper. We're connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he does because he's not a dominant type
dog. He was
dog.
Very calm in
the
vet
office. He was just looking at her.
Shake and put their tail, but no, he didn't do that.
Anyway, so the cancer thing. Cool. All right.
So he's good. He had his, like we said, we had his, just went in to look at his health all,
Is that overall you? Am I turning you up here?
Not really.
Do I have the right
headphones? Maybe I don't have the right headphones.
Okay, how about this one?
I'm the yellow. Okay. Yeah, anyway, so good morning, everybody.
How about
there we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of warm, 67 today, becoming sunny. If you look outside, I walk outside this morning, I thought when I went out and it was still dark out that I couldn't see stars, so I thought it was going to be another rainy day. But no, becoming sunny today, 67. Overnight lows of 50. Tomorrow was calling for, get this, talk about a jump, 76 tomorrow, which is perfect because we're going to be talking about the Veterans Day Parade in a minute. 76 tomorrow, overnight lows of 52. And then on Sunday, what difference from when we read the forecast at the beginning of the week? That's why it's important to be on top of it every day because it's just like say, well, it's like the weather. It's always changing. No kidding. That's the reason they say that. So Sunday, 77 and clear skies. Sunday night with 54. Now on Monday, I was so worried because my parents are driving from Sacramento to Redding for the Marine Corps Ball. And I was so worried it was going to be cloudy. It was partly sunny with a 76 on Monday and Monday night 53. And on Veterans Day, mostly sunny with a high of 74. So that's a beautiful forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. In Anderson Business, veteran-owned business, the Kinney family. And then I want to flash forward into the Kinney family because last night on my show, North State Now, we had our brand-new, beautiful Kinney, who is the granddaughter of our friends.
Chuck and Judy.
That's right. And so if you wanted to listen back to that, she is so articulate. And she's so wonderful. She was Miss Cottonwood, and then she's come up
Miss Cottonwood Rodeo.
Right? And yes, exactly. And then she's come up with, thank you for filling, I need you to fill in the blanks.
Well, you've got most
fill
of
in,
it.
Yeah. Well, I've been up
because
since
I'm sure there's a Miss Cottonwood, too.
Well, yeah, there probably is. She was, and so she's been, for the last 5-6 years, in horsemanship competitions, and she's just really a beautiful representative. So Kiana Kenny and Miss Reading Rodeo 2026, she was on. And then, of course, we had Lindsay Myers and Seth Magaha from Garden, from Turtle Bay, talking about Garden of Lights. We gave away two tickets last night. On Tuesday, they'll be on the morning show, and then we'll start giving tickets away. And what I love about the tickets that we get for our media giveaways, these tickets are good for any night. And they're saying to some nights that have already sold out. So 2 million lights, 10 acres, new things, a train that is for sure that adults can get into as well. That's an added ticket, but it's I'm curious to see that. That's going to be exciting. So Garden of Lights was on. And then after that, just kind of did give you a little bit about our schedule. Dancing with the Stars had their wrap party last night. And so we went over to, never been there before, FOMO is a new place. Well, it's, I don't know how new it is, but it's over here off of, what street is that? It's right at Kitty Corner from the back of our station.
It's right off of
Tehama, I think.
Tehama.
It's off Tehama.
It's the last building on
it's,
the...
It's in between the tattoo parlor. And it's at the end of the block.
Yeah.
If it's right there and right before you go into the, and right before the alley.
Yeah. So that was
and
really beautiful.
That's a nice place. And they've got a downstairs and an upstairs.
And an upstairs. So we went upstairs.
But they're not on at the same door. If you
right.
go into the one that you see, which is a very, very nice, very
really
nice bar. And,
you know,
it's friendly
and
place.
And it was crowded.
Yeah.
Lovely to see that.
But that's not where the entrance to the upstairs is. It's two doors down.
Yeah.
And
I was there for the Sundial Film Festival. It's a
nice
place.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, nice couches. You can tuck away if you want to have a conversation and a cocktail, which I love to do because I, you know, when there's a lot of noise, I can't hear some of the words. So that was beautiful, and it was the wrap party, and it was so beautiful. I think they did a great job. Collectively in order to really have all of these different dancers and the professionals who really, really worked hard.
They raised
$184,000 in one night.
They broke it down. Well, it was over a period of time, but how they provided housing for people for 40 weeks.
Right.
One group. Just one set of
dancers.
What
that money meant.
Yeah, $20,000 they raised. Eva Jimenez raised $51,000.
Yeah, it was amazing to you know, and they were so excited because they really didn't know, because it was not just particularly, you know, what you maybe saw on your Facebook page, but people who came to the show and gave money that night of the show. So they had to wait for a minute to collect under each group what they collectively made. So it was a wonderful night of celebration, again, starting here with the 6 o'clock show. And you can hear that show back on KCNR1460.com, where you can hear the archives of last night's show. Coming up Saturday, we got the Veterans Day Parade. And every year, Carl and I mean, there's several places, but we're up on the, what do you want, I don't know, it's not the grandstand.
It's up on where the center is, where it starts, up on the dais there, which is a trailer that's out there in the,
and the Lions put it on.
Yeah, national anthem is sung there, mm-hmm. and all that. So
yeah.
We're kind of, I mean, it's where the parade starts.
And we get a big binder.
The parade starts right there.
A big binder, and it's usually almost close to 100 entries.
Yeah.
Not kidding you. And then, you know, you have that thing where they're saying 86 is a strike 86. So we're flipping around and we're trying to watch the numbers on the front of the cars
and then
look for it. You want to make sure that we say their names correctly.
Yeah, and the people in the parade, bless their heart, switch places sometimes.
Yes.
So, you know, oh, we're not with that group. Well, what are you doing there?
I don't know.
You shouldn't be there. No, we don't yell. We just say, okay, what group are you in? And we try to find it. So. That's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day. You can start early and go down there for the pancake breakfast down at the firehouse. bands, horses, lots of cars, honoring veterans from all the different wars, all of that. It's going to be there tomorrow at City of Shasta Lake. Starts at 10 o'clock.
Right, so you may want to get there and bring your chair and just enjoy.
Yeah, and find a place to park because it's on there. It's on, you know, Shasta Dam Boulevard.
Right.
So there is plenty of room
right.
for
That's
everybody.
Right, it's going to be a beautiful day. So yeah. This is your day to bring out your patriotism and thank a veteran.
Yeah.
All right, so on that note, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Let me see here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, our place that we go to buy jewelry, and Christmas is coming up. Been in the business for like over 30 years. just great people down there. Only full service jewelry store in Reading. It has, you know, stone cutters, jewelry designers, watch repairmen. The only watch repairmen in the whole northern area up here has won best in the North State 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. They are really good. They got super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Linda always shops there. I shop there when I'm getting something for Linda. I've never made a mistake down there. Rebecca helps me out, or Leonard, making sure I get the right piece of jewelry for Linda.
Oh, they're just wonderful.
They're like, it's a great place.
I took a bunch of watches in there, I think I said the other day, fun watches I've had for about 20, 30 years. You know, you collect little fun, you know, watches that are
accessories.
Custom-y. And they need batteries. So I just took in a bag and said, you know, just do it in your own time. And, just stuff like that. While I was there, they steamed and cleaned my jewelry and buffed it out. And that's what they'll do for you as well. So head on over to Four Winds Jewelry.
2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, splitting the state. Let's talk about splitting the state.
They're still talking about that, huh?
No. Assemblyman James Gallagher gave a presentation on a proposal. And then the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 to be, I think, the first county and going on record as saying we want to split the state. Well, this has been tried since, 1936, State of Jefferson.
A long time.
To the point that on one day they were having a big convention and they were shutting down roads up there in Northern California. I mean, up in, I think, Siskiyou County. Getting ready to shut down the roads. It was all set up. They were having a convention. The day happened to be December 7th, 1941. And, of course, Pearl Harbor occurred and everything went away.
Yes.
Because of the war. And, as it should. State of Jefferson here. Then there's another thing headed up by Paul Preston, and I don't trust Paul Preston for a second. The State of Jefferson, our group around here, and here's what they're saying. Okay, then what's your solution? We have no representation, and now after Prop 50, it's gonna get a lot worse. I understand, you know what? We don't have it, and I don't have a solution. Except one. We can't leave California. People that love the state, I'm not going to be chased out by politicians. So now we got to dig in and we've got to try harder. We have got to open the tent. We have to convert people. We have to change Sacramento. We've got to make it more fair. We've got to make it so that we have half, a third, you know, at least enough to stop this overwhelming Democrat presence. And splitting the state takes, there's one thing, we can get in there and get enough signatures to put it on a ballot, but it still comes down that the state has to agree before it goes any further. And, okay, we'll get to you in a second, Nick. But it has to be is that the Assembly and the Senate of California, the way I understand it, is they have to agree to it. Then it goes to Washington. And then, you know, about making another state. The last state that split was West Virginia and Virginia, and it happened during the Civil War. West Virginia was pro-Union. The rest of Virginia, of course, pro-South. And they split the state there. Now, is it impossible? No, it's not. If you have the numbers, it all comes down to numbers in Sacramento. So, Nick, good morning. Hello, Nick. There's a delay here, so Nick.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Hey, I agree with everything you said, Carl.
You did. Wait a minute. Say that again. You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
I'm breaking up with you if you keep interrupting me.
No, I mean, what did you say when you started?
I agree with everything you said, Carl.
Okay. Absolutely. Mark this down. Mark this down, Alex. Mark this down.
Okay,
so I can play it over and over again.
Do that. In my opinion, the way we can get representation is go back to where every county has a senator, and the less populated counties would split a senator, and we would control the House, and we could have some leverage as far as the bills from the Assembly come up to the House. To me, that's the only way. And we had that until 1964 when they turned it over and turned it into a popular vote. And now you've got Los Angeles with, I don't know, 13, 15 senators.
And 47 assembly members.
Yes. So, in my opinion, that's how we can get representation.
Well, you know what? I've heard that one before, and that one makes sense. But how does that happen? That we can come back, and we even with, say, eight senators from up here, nine senators, would it still, it would at least take away their mega advantage so that they would have to work with the North State?
Carl, if Los Angeles County had one senator and San Francisco County had one senator.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying, making it like kind of like a constitutional republic where you have two senators in every state. In this case, we'd have one senator for every county.
Yes.
No. And I like it.
You know as well as I do, most of our counties lean red, so we would be represented. And, you know, we wouldn't run over the top of them the way they run over us because they would still have the assembly because that is based on population.
Yeah.
And it was that way till 1964. And if I was in charge of pushing this through, I would hire Chris Street to run it, to run the proposition, to shame them into giving us each a senator. He's pretty sharp on that kind of stuff.
They're not going to shame. You mean you're going to shame the Democrats down in Sacramento that are there now? Can you shame them? They just put together this Prop 50 and we're slapping each other on the back.
Yeah. Well, you know, wouldn't happen if we had representation in the Senate. That wouldn't have got there, I don't think.
No, it wouldn't have. But when they made that decision back in, what was it, the 70s or in the 60s, they said something like, trees don't count. People count. Which is unfortunate. Maybe they should have said living beings, and then we would have had it because we got more cattle. But
thing is, our national senators were based on the model that each state got two senators and they were appointed. And that way the senators were representing the state, not the people, and they switched it. And now the senators just will be in the House because it's popular vote.
I thoroughly agree that if we had a senator per county, there's your balance that
that's right
you can so you can you know then you have to go back and work with the other party to try and get things passed. You can't just steamroll it with this supermajority that they have.
So you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Carl agrees with me. It cancels out the one when we first started.
Okay. But, no, this is something that a lot of people have talked about. You know, having a senator, having one senator per county, and maybe have MODOC and, I don't know, Trinity County have one senator because they don't have a lot of people. But still, that would be the balance. That would be the checkpoint if we had that set up somewhat like our constitutional republic. And then you can still have 47 assembly members out of LA and one out of the North State. But at least there would be a checkpoint. So anyway,
you know, I support Jefferson, I support New California, I support splitting the state, but I won't put any effort into it because I don't believe it's going to happen.
I don't think it will either. Somebody's got to convince me that could happen. And, you know, I'd much rather have our people put their efforts into getting a in District 1 now, which we're all in, getting a Republican or an independent in there.
Well, you know, they said this was temporary for 5 years. Watching 5 years, they're going to make it permanent.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course they are.
So, you know, if our efforts had started going in to get a senator for each county, I don't believe we'd be in the shape we're in right now.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's take a break on that.
We have to take a break. Okay.
All right.
No, but it's true. No, and I've heard that before. If we could have a senator, then they could be the balance between the assembly, and at least they'd have to, you know, give and take on these things. But, you know, you've got to control, I believe, the assembly and the Senate, mm-hmm. and maybe even the governor. Now, you may have a better chance this time with getting a Republican governor than you've had before, but I doubt it. Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
And you want to stay in California, where the sun is warm, where the winds call Santa Ana, make you feel like you belong. California, wherever you
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey,
you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got a half hour here before our guest. Our 8 o'clock guest, by the way, is Aaron Reznor, Reading City Council. I got a email from Congressman LaMoffitt. He is traveling today, and so at this time. So he can't be on the show. But Aaron Reznor from City Council is on, and I urge you to listen to this show. There's got to be some tough decisions made in the future here in Reading, and we're going to discuss some of those during this hour. But this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, you know, every time I say Crackmaster.
A veteran-owned
Crackmaster.
Yeah.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. He is the windshield whisperer. The wizard of windshields is Jeff Wurst. No, he is. You know, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it. Brings it into his climate controlled area there. Puts his special mixture, which by the way probably is patented and is a family secret, on your windshield. And he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. I can just tell you, nobody's better at this than Jeff Wurst. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV, the ones with the big, and I've seen him fixing those ones with the big windshields, down to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business.
All right, a couple of
hoorah.
Oh, yeah. Couple of announcements here. NorCal Tattoo Expo.
Yes!
90 tattoo artists will be tattooing all weekend long, today from 3 to 11, tomorrow from noon to 11 p.m., and Sunday noon to 8 at Wind River Resort.
Now,
with a tattoo contest at 8 p.m.
Now, they are always there the same time that the Marine Corps ball is.
Okay.
All right? So, because the ball is on Monday, they, you know, they're there for 3 days. Now, I was thinking, because we're oversold out. But everybody's got a great table there. It's not like you're going to be sitting in, you know, upstairs. You're not. We were able to manage doing this. But I was thinking, is if we have one tattoo artist there, toward the end of the night, he could be putting Marine Corps tattoos on people.
Well, could be. Now, the 32nd annual Shasta Lake, it's the 32nd. We talked about this earlier, but the Veterans Day Parade, the region's largest celebration honoring veterans, takes place Saturday morning in the city of Shasta Lake, hosted by the Shasta Lake Lions Club. The pancake breakfast starts at 7 at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade at 10 a.m., rain or shine, along Shasta Dam Boulevard. This year's Grand Marshal is former U.S. Air Force medic Sergeant Dave Thompson, and weather permitting, the event will feature a flyover from Klamath Falls. Bring lawn chairs. Following the parade, a pulled pork lunch will be served at the American Legion Post 720 on Vallecito Street.
It's going to be a beautiful day out there. So come on out. Get out there around 9-ish, 9:30-ish. And it does kick off at 10 with the giant flag. And then it lasts, you know, what, 45 minutes, maybe? And then it's an easy drive out of there, so it's not like you're crowded or anything.
I also want to talk about the fact that this is something that's definitely in the flight cuts, and travelers across the United States prepare for potential chaos ahead of widespread flight cancellations ordered by authorities due to seemingly endless federal government shutdown. Today, airlines will begin implementing a 10% reduction in flights in 40 high-traffic areas of the country, complying with the Federal Aviation Administration order.
Atlanta, Denver, I think it's out of, where's the other, Chicago, L.A., oh, yeah.
All the 650 U.S. flights scheduled for today were preemptively canceled yesterday. Now, the city of Denver has requested a waiver from the Federal Aviation Administration to pay air traffic controllers in an effort to avoid flight reductions at the nation's third busiest airport. Denver Airport is said to be affected by the FAA's plan to reduce flight capacity. So this is a mess.
And
total mess.
They're looking at another way of getting some kind of, some kind of money out of the, getting the Senate, the Democrats to agree. It's a new type of funding, and it's kind of bipartisan, so we'll see where that goes. But right now, the Democrats are just holding the country at, they're holding the country for ransom.
And then when I look online and I'm looking at headlines, they're saying,
of course they are.
We just have to open up this GOP holding us. So, the U.S. government announced a new program aimed at lowering prescription drug costs for Medicaid patients by linking prices to those paid in other countries.
One of the things that Trump said he was going to do.
Right? I mean, when you think about what it costs.
Well, there's no reason that people should be paying hundreds of dollars for insulin when they're paying $10 in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why is that? So, anyway, Trump's made some, made some deals. He's already started talking to, he's been talking to these pharmaceutical companies. Now, let me change the subject for a second. Who watches Thursday night football? I don't. I mean, I do sometimes, but
yeah,
I didn't.
Football fans.
So,
hello.
Yeah. So
four nights a week they get to watch.
How often do you get an article written about a game? An NFL football game technically took place on Thursday night featuring the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Raiders. The Broncos won the game 10-7, but it was as ugly as it gets.
Really?
The two teams combined for two touchdowns, three turnovers, 13 three and outs, 22 penalties, and 14 punts.
That's a lot of penalties.
Offense was absent as Denver produced 200 yards and Las Vegas 180 yards. Now, that's bad enough. But you start reading the comments. If you or a loved one has been personally victimized by Raiders versus Broncos, you could be entitled to financial compensation. This is not your type of game if you like offense or good football. The game should be brought up on charges. The game feels like punishment. Boy, did I undersell how bad the Raiders were going to be. Thought they could be a sneaky fun team this year, and turns out they're horrendous. My last root canal was better than this game. Can't believe I'm watching this dump fest.
Oh man.
The game is legitimately disgusting and it looks like six other Bronco games I've watched this year. Give them credit for winning, but it's a tough watch. I'd rather have a root canal than watch this game. Now I thought that was kind of humorous. We need something humorous on Fridays after all the other stuff that's going on. Okay. What else we have? Oh.
Well, let's talk about I'm going to also, on a lighter note, the Reading police officers are inviting you to take part in their annual Operation Blue Santa toy drive. Since 1991, the Reading Peace Officers Association and Reading Police Department have spread holiday cheer to local families through this program, delivering gifts and joy to children across the city. This year's toy collection event will take place on Saturday, November 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. during a drive-through donation event at Reading City Hall. Community members are encouraged to bring new unwrapped toys or make monetary donations to support the program at readingpeaceofficers.org.
Huh. Well, have you been reading about this Halloween terror plot?
Oh, my gosh.
And
no, I have not. Tell us about what you've read.
It just said a group of people that remnants of the Islamic State group is in the wake of a thwarted terror attack on gay bars in Michigan, posed in front of an ISIS flag and other alleged conspirator posed in jihadi fatigues and photos intercepted by federal agents from a group where the alleged plotters joked about being monitored by the FBI. This guy volunteered of Montclair, allegedly volunteered to conduct ISIS-style on-camera beheadings in a video call with suspected co-conspirators and hoped to have a Wikipedia page and documentary dedicated to his misdeeds. He has been interviewed by the FBI in 2024 after allegedly predicting a newsworthy terror attack would take place in Boston. Separately, U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey, Alina Haba, identified the sixth suspect as Saeed Ali Mura, a 19-year-old from Kent, Washington, who's accused of conspiracy to support a designated foreign terrorist organization. Now, they, from what I've read, they had the weapons. They had reconned out the gay bars there. And their plot was to go in there on Halloween at the place. But the FBI rolled in on them. Kash Patel, FBI director, confirmed this guy's arrest on ex post Thursday and praised the neat teamwork executed by the Justice Department. Update on alleged foiled terrorist attack out of Michigan. Earlier this week, the FBI and partners arrested a sixth subject in connection to this case, this time out of Washington State. And this guy was the alleged finance guy accused of raising thousands of dollars to fund travel to Syria with the help of an online scammer identified only as Bob. So they were going to plan to travel from Turkey to Syria and fight for ISIS, some of these guys. And so
Bob's at it again, huh?
Bob's at it again. Bob.
Man. Hey, we got to take another break. Take another break.
I think we're going to do that.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by, where are you getting your haircut today?
Oh, I'm getting a Cypress Square Barbershop.
You made an appointment and everything.
I do it by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. I've been going there for 17, 18
years. Are you
going to
be high and tight?
You know what? I thought about that.
Well, because the Marine Corps ball, you're in uniform.
Yeah. I don't know. Can I get away with it still?
You mean you're going to take the front off?
I'm not going to go the horseshoe route. The horseshoe route is where you put your hand on top of your head and just say, just cut around this and then shave in the middle. Okay. No, it's just like a strip, like a horseshoe that goes around your head. And I'm not going to do that.
That's a good visual.
I'm not going to do that. I did that for years.
Okay.
I even kicked around a mohawk one
time. You're going to actually wear the uniform that we got married in 18 years ago, but that was your original.
I've had that uniform since 85 or 86.
Yeah.
I've had it for that long.
And what's that called? Your dress?
Mess dress.
Okay.
With the miniature medals.
Okay, the miniature medals.
Yes. As opposed to the large medals that you wear on your dress blues.
Okay.
Which I have too.
Mm-hmm.
I loaned out my blouse.
Don't tell anybody about that.
No, I did. I loaned it to somebody. I'm not going to mention who it is.
No.
I'll probably mention it during the, because I'm the MC. Mention it during that. Yeah. Embarrassing. No.
Oh, yeah. Colors of red.
I would never do that.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No,
good.
In fact, I'm really happy that it's getting used because when you have these type of, when you have these types of events, anybody can wear their uniform as long as they meet the military grooming standards. In other words, if you're not going to shave your beard, well, then you can't wear the uniform.
Okay, so
if you're not going to cut your hair. No, that's still good.
You can't wear a beard.
That's why Harry across the street.
Yes.
Got his hair cut.
Okay.
One of the reasons he got his hair cut.
Yeah, he got his ponytail cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he could,
be in his uniform.
I saw him the other day. I think he was getting another haircut.
Okay.
So, Cypress Square Barbershop. It is, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. Never had a bad haircut there. It's right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker tape designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Friday, the 7th of November, 7:52 in the morning, about 58 degrees out there. Going to go up to, 70s today.
We're going to have 67 will be our highs today.
Oh, 67.
50 degrees tonight, but get ready because we have a beautiful, beautiful weekend ahead of us. That was not how we started off at the top of the week. It looked like it was raining, even though we have experienced rain, but we're clearing now with tomorrow for our Veterans Day Parade, which will be absolutely gorgeous with a high of 76. Now, that parade begins at 10 a.m. in Shasta Lake City. So tomorrow night, 52, and Sunday, 77, and on Monday for the Marine Corps Ball for those traveling, 76, partly sunny, Monday night, 53, and on Veterans Day for those traveling back, mostly sunny with a high near 74. Beautiful forecast ahead of us. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, another announcement. The first annual Type 1 Diabetes Stride Walks will take place in Reading on also on the 8th at the Sundial Bridge from 11 to 12. Organized by the NorCal Type 1 Diabetes Club, the community event aims to raise awareness and support for those living with Type 1 diabetes. Participants will take part in a 1.5-mile round-trip walk with opportunities to visit local health and wellness vendors and enjoy a complimentary hot dog lunch following the walk.
Do you think there should be term limits in Congress and for the House of Representatives and the Senate? And what about the Supreme Court? Pelosi leaving You know, she's not going to run again. She's been in there for, what, 40 years?
Long time.
Long time. She's been on a long time. I would say 80 years, but she's like 88 now, so I don't think that was right. But now they're saying with her leaving, could there be traction being gained to for making, say, making it, I don't know, 20 years? Is 20 years too much?
Way too much.
So what are you thinking?
Alex, your thoughts.
That was, that was you when I said your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. too much. Far too much.
Well, I know, but what?
In your mind,
what's a good amount?
Number for years.
I think 12 years. That
kind of like what California does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, here's the thing. You got to understand, is that first year, maybe even a year and a half, they're trying to find their offices.
Right.
No, I'm serious. Everyone,
they don't know where their public restroom is.
Yeah, right, I mean, right. Everyone was trying to find. You know, they're building people who are working there. They've all that kind of stuff, and they're trying to. You know, I mean, it's and if they don't have any legislative experience, like say they came out of a state assembly or senate. You know, and not understanding that. Well, it's going to take them a while. However, the state of California, and one of the things I strongly agree with, is they make it 12 years. That's it. You get 12 years, which makes that Prop 50 so insidious, is because some of those guys that were aging out got to draw their district so they can run for, you know, federal. That was, you know, that's just...
Shady.
Shady. How about slimy? I like slimy. How about lower than whale poop?
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay.
But the idea of 12 years. Now see,
I don't know if this is Marines, like all the Marines.
Oh no, wait till Monday.
Oh no.
Wait till Monday. We have ways of describing things that you just, in fact, just get on the delete button Monday morning.
I'll have it
just,
ready. Yeah.
And just have it in your lap and just stay there. But now, see, what I'm thinking is a senator gets elected for 6 years. So that's your 12 years. It's only two terms. I'm thinking maybe make it three terms for a senator because he can only accumulate so much wealth in 12 years. So he needs that extra 6 years to accumulate more wealth. But I could see for a senator, because it's every 6 years, he gets three times. Then at the third, after the third term, if he's lasted that long, he retires, he steps down, he's a hero to his state. However, for the House, I'm thinking 12 years. That's six elections they've gone through. Now, they do things by seniority. You get head of the committees and all that by seniority. Well, they're gonna have to adjust that too. So,
Carl, you totally know how the game is played.
Yeah. It is. And the other thing they've got to pass is this: you cannot trade in stocks while you're on active duty in the House and the Senate. Some of these people, you know what? There hasn't been, I don't believe, and somebody prove me if I'm wrong, that any congressman or senator has left office poorer than they stepped in. Some of them have become multimillionaires. AOC, multimillionaire, and she was a barista before. A multimillionaire now. The squad, multimillionaires, after being in there 4 or 5 years. There's got to be something in there that, you know, that, I mean, I'm all for capitalism, but not to use your position to gain that much.
AOC is my favorite Latino actress.
Actress.
Well, you know,
we got sued because we got sued by a photographer, and people know about this a few years ago, because I put a picture of AOC up there. AOC did not sue me. The photographer sued me using it and said it was a...
It was AI.
It was copyrighted, but AI went through and found it.
Yep.
They sued me for $26,000.
Oh, God.
For sharing, you just took the picture, you saw the picture on Facebook, and you shared it. That's all.
Yeah. Anyway, business insurance took its place. So
that still costs us. But anyway, yeah. The thing is, I tell my friends, like, her
a
building.
$40 picture. They were suing me for
$26,000. You could buy the picture for $40. Yeah. So, this brings up, because we've got to tell people, share with people, why you think that you're building a website, you're adding things. Just remember, if it's a stock art or it's some kind of picture of a celebrity, you may want to check the sources, because AI is doing these searches and they're coming after you. There's because we've experienced it. So just beware. All right. Now, on a positive note, Aaron Reznor is going to be with us when we come back at the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR. So happy to have you with us on this Friday morning. We'll see you after the break.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Through the weekend, because of the longest ever government shutdown, the FAA is cutting the number of daily flights by 4,000.
It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Reginald Dumas, also in Dallas, is trying to be patient.
I'm praying about it. It has to break.
Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration seeking an emergency order in its appeal of a Rhode Island federal judge's ruling, ordering the administration to find the money to fully fund SNAP food benefits for November. The president hosting the leaders of five Central Asian countries at the White House.
Today, their location in the heart of Eurasia gives them incredible importance and unbelievable potential. Sadly, previous American presidents neglected this region completely. And I understand the importance of this region, one of the most important regions.
The president's focused on finding more sources of rare earth minerals, crucial to a range of high-tech applications, military and otherwise. She says she wants to make New York State more affordable, among other goals. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, one of President Trump's leading allies on Capitol Hill, has announced her campaign for governor of New York. She says she also wants to fight crime in the Empire State. Watching Wall Street this hour, the stock market is in the red this morning. The Dow down about 215 points. The Nasdaq is off 372. More on these stories. Town Hall.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
France mourns its stolen crown jewels as its inconvenient colonial past returns to view.
The Louvre artifacts, French, but the gems were not. Their exotic roots to Paris run through the shadows of empire, an uncomfortable history that France, like other Western nations, has only begun to confront. Within hours of the theft, researchers sketched a likely colonial era map for the materials. Sapphires from Sri Lanka, diamonds from India and Brazil, pearls from the Persian Gulf and Indian Ocean, and emeralds from Colombia. There is obviously no excuse for theft, says Emmeline C.H. Smith, a criminologist at the University of Glasgow who studies heritage crime. But many of these objects, she says, are entangled with violent, exploitative colonial histories. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Typhoon Kalmeji has struck Vietnam with powerful winds and heavy rains, blamed for five deaths in that country. Townhall.com. It's true, once upon a time, all roads did lead to Rome.
And scientists now say those roads stretched 50% longer than previously known. A new study combines information from historical records, ancient journals, locations of milestones, and other archival data with newly available satellite imagery to map all known roads in the ancient Roman Empire. Researchers say these feats of Roman engineering still shape the geography and economy of the Mediterranean region and beyond. The new data set and digital map are available online for scholars, history teachers, and people with an interest in ancient Roman history. Keith Peters, Washington.
A candlelight vigil has been held in Louisville, Kentucky, honoring the victims of the UPS plane crash this week and anyone else affected by the tragedy. The crash of the plane left at least 13 people dead, while 9 others are still unaccounted for. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, the 7th of November, 8:05 in the morning, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex is there.
Good morning.
What you looking for, hon?
I'm hearing something.
Oh, there were someone's in the studio playing music in the hall.
Okay. Okay.
They cut it out though.
Okay.
They were playing the theme from Hawaii Five-0.
Oh,
oh,
okay.
It's probably phones ringing. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's give you a quick weather update. 8:05 in the morning. Good morning. How are you today? It's going to be around 67 if you look outside. Just a spectacular day. Mostly clear overnight with 50 degrees, our lowest temperature. On Saturday, it calls for 76. What a beautiful jump. Saturday night, overnight lows at 52. Sunday is calling for 77. Sunny skies once again as we go to Marine Corps Ball on Monday. Partly sunny with 76. And Veterans Day the next day, 74 degrees.
How cold is it going to be Monday night?
53.
Okay, so I wouldn't freeze if I was laying someplace.
No, but on the Veterans Day parade, which is tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful with a high of 76. Want to make a special announcement about
this? I will do that after we say, who brings us the weather?
Brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Anderson, a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, working hard to and tirelessly and beautifully to be supporters. They do a lot of angel work as well. The Kinney family, three generations strong. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay, now, Jersey Mike's, as usual.
Love our veterans.
Trying to make a difference. And Jersey Mike's has got, you know what, I can say arguably the best subs anywhere. They are going to give a free regular sub to any customer when you donate a $5 minimum to Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. That's going to start on Monday, and it goes to the end of the week.
Mm.
One, you get a great sandwich, and you donate $5 or more to the Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. And those are the wreaths we put on all of the grave sites up at IGO. And every year there's more grave sites, so we need more wreaths. But you gotta figure there's gonna be more. You know, people are aging out and all that. You know, it's like that. And, so this is a great deal, my friends. Now, they have cards you can hand out. And we'll have some cards here. We're going to have a bunch of cards at the Marine Corps Ball. But I think you can just go down there and say, hey, I want to donate and get your sub. And we'll be down there next week a couple of times because it's great subs. Okay. And we'll talk about this all next week.
Yes.
Now, Congressman Lamoff, as I said yesterday, was scheduled to be on today, but I got an email from him, and he's traveling today. So
if he can make a flight.
This is what I like about our city council. I reached out to Erin Reznor. I said, Erin, can you be on tomorrow? I mean, no notice. And she said, yeah, I can do that.
I got to drop the kids off, and
yeah.
then I can
then,
go.
Yeah, between,
I love that.
Between you and the mister.
Yeah.
Okay, one of us can get the kids to school.
Yeah.
So
the eldest drives now, so sometimes he can help.
Stop it.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
No.
Remember
not
when
the one,
yes,
not the one that was dancing
in the Pink Panther costume. Yes,
when we
were yes,
dancing
in the
with
stars.
In 2011.
No.
2011.
Okay.
Yeah, I've still got the little plaque there.
Wow.
So it's 2011.
Okay. Yeah, he was a toddler then. He's going to be 17 in January.
So he's driving.
Yeah.
Well, there went your car.
How does that feel?
There went your car insurance.
Is it going quickly?
I wish that everybody. Well, good morning.
Good morning,
Aaron.
Aaron.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I wish that everybody told me that year between eighth grade and freshman year is really the last time they feel little. Because after that, they really want to hang with their friends and their teenagers and they're big and I love letting them, we live close to the river trail, so I love letting them be out on the river trail and jump in the river and do all of those outside boy stuff. And so, he's just growing up. I feel like it really does go in a blink of an eye.
And your others?
They're between 4 and 17. Or almost 17.
4 and 17.
Yeah, he'll be 17 in January. I shouldn't hurry that process. But, four. So they're 4, 8, 11, and 16.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been... Yeah, well, we've watched that. We've
I know, it just made, it just made
years.
All of us feel old, right?
No,
yeah,
no.
The youngest one who is four, he turns 5 in January, and I was mayor when he was born.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty big gap.
It was. I had a pretty big gap in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a 5.5-year gap between number one and number two.
Yeah.
But we also thought that we were only going to have two, and then once number two came, Chris, my husband, and Beckett, our eldest, were like, we think we should have four. And my number two is over 10 pounds, so I was like, please talk to me later.
Yeah, don't talk to me now. Wait a couple years.
Don't talk to me for a while.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, you're not going to have that empty nest syndrome for a while then. So I think that's...
No, and it keeps us young. You know,
we're
out there snowboarding with the teenager, and we still are going to have to be doing that in another decade. So,
well, that's good. Yeah. You know, my grandkids are they're out of the house, and I mean, they're both in the university, and my daughter, she knew. She said, "I've heard about empty nest syndrome. I don't think that's going to be a point." Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many that they have in the
two.
Home, but
they have
I
two.
Okay.
They
two.
Have two gone
so
now.
We have four, and when one of them is gone,
yeah.
I will walk around and say something's off, something's
right.
missing. It's just so much quieter.
Yeah.
In the house. So I imagine even just
going. So is he a senior? Is he a senior?
He's
year?
A junior.
Junior.
He's a junior. Yeah.
So you get one more year and then he's off to school or whatever he wants
maybe.
To do.
Yeah, I think he's still trying to figure out. I'm sure he would love if he knew we were talking about what he wants to do with his life.
Well,
but I think he's still trying to figure
that's okay.
that out.
Well, my grandson promised my kids a year of at the university, so he went down to New Mexico State. He is now back at New Mexico State, but he's in the trade school for 2 years.
That's awesome.
For HVAC. He loves working with his hands. He loves this. And
there's also a lot
of money
and work.
Yes,
yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah,
yeah, there's not
very
enough.
Employable.
Oh, very employable. And and he wants to work on like the bigger systems.
But he's doing it purely not because of the money, but because he's passionate about it. And he's found himself through this, which is great.
Yeah. So it's funny, we of course want your kids to be happy in what they're doing. And maybe going to school for 4 years isn't, but going to trade school for 2 years is, and they walk out and get a good paying job. And
you mostly
build
just
their
want
life.
Them to be happy and contributing members of society.
That's what you want. Okay, we're going to take an early break. And we come back, of course, Measure A failed miserably, like every other one has. And, it's funny that I understand where people are coming from, in the fact I don't want another tax. But we also want certain things for our community.
Yeah, amenities.
And that's why I'm so happy you came in today, Aaron, is because you're sitting there, you looked at you look at the budget, you look at what's happening now, and I'd sure like to talk about the things that you see could happen or might have to happen as we go in the future.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah. So now is a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and much more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And we're here with Aaron Reznor, Reading City Council. Measure A failed miserably.
A lot of money put into
that.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah. For a long time, I have said the same thing, which is I am an elected official, and my job is to balance the budget based on the revenues that are coming in, and it's the community's job to decide what sort of things they want in their community. And I will budget and make adjustments accordingly. And I think when I'm looking at that, when I'm looking at those numbers, I think that overwhelmingly it looks like that a majority of our community, I mean, we're a red county. We don't love the word tax in general. I don't love the word tax in general. I'm a business owner. We get taxed enough. But I think that when I'm looking at that, I think that the majority of our community either fits into one of two categories. Either they have uninformed bias about what is going on in terms of government at the local level, and so there is a mistrust in the numbers, in the data, in the budgeting process, or they fit into the category of people, and I've met a handful of these people who come into city council, who just don't care about things like the library or amenities within our community. They're not people who are maybe raising children here, or they didn't pick being here because they love big league dreams, or they love attending a concert at the Civic. They don't find values for those sort of things, so they don't want to make sure that those sort of, or maybe they think our roads are fine. There are people who, I'm sure there are people who drive around and think that there's plenty of money to repave roads, but there isn't an additional $10 million every year that we need to bring our roads up to par. I think that there are people who don't care about infrastructure projects.
You know, one of the things that's been brought up all the time, and you'd see it on Facebook, mm-hmm. and you'd see people talking about it, was in salaries. Now,
yeah.
They did say, though, when I said, you know, people that were opposing this, I said, so would you cut salaries? And to a person, they said, no, we wouldn't cut salaries of people that are working now. As we go forward, we should look about cutting salaries. You did a deep dive into this, and semi-deep, on what happens if you cut the salaries of 40 non-represented people. That includes, like, the city manager, the chief of police, and people like that.
Most employees of the city belong to a bargaining unit. They belong to a union of some sort. So as a collective, we negotiate a salary range for those groups of people. There are a group of people who are what we call the unrepresented. They don't belong to a union. Those are people who work mostly in administrative roles. So they're everything from a secretary or a clerk or someone who answers the phone all the way to city to directors and executive level staff.
City manager, assistant city manager.
Let's just say that we go in for those, everyone who's unrepped. I asked this the other day. If we go in and we say we cut 50% of what their salaries are now, so we cut everyone who's there by 50%, first off, we would have nobody who did those jobs if they worked for half of the pay of what that job is worth. But we would only have $1.9 million a year. If we decided we were like, okay, well, that feels extreme and we would still like people to work there, so let's just cut it by 20%. Let's cut everybody by their current salary by 20%. We get to roughly $760K a year. That's less than what it costs us in the general fund for the library every year. So I think that when we were creating our budget and when we were balancing the budget this year for the next 2 years, and I think that it's notable and important to explain that a balanced budget simply means, in layman's terms, that means our projected revenues match our projected expenditures. So the amount of money that we think is going to come into the city is equal to the amount of money we are going to pay people and pay the city to run.
Right. You're not making a profit.
No.
And you don't want to run on a deficit.
Yes, you should not run on a deficit.
Right. But this is projected.
Yes, it's project. Yes.
And so that projection, I think, is what 2.5% increase.
2%
increase.
So, and actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, because about 6 months ago, when we were balancing the budget, and we told staff these are our priorities, these are the things that are important to us, mostly public safety. And they brought it back. It was at 2.5%. And I actually made the motion and said, I just feel like inflation hits rural communities. It's not a feeling. That's the fact. That's a fact. Inflation hits rural communities harder. And I think that we should be more conservative because of how inflation has hit this community. I think we should be more conservative, and we should move that projection to 2%. 2% is less than anything we had as far back as I can look, as prior to 2009. We haven't had that sort of estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's looking like now that we're 6 months into a budget, is that economically we're flat. And if you could predict flat, you and I should go work for Warren Buffett. Because if you can predict that the economy would be relatively flat, you could also predict the next recession. So 2% was extremely conservative. I believe that
we're under that. Is that what you're saying?
I believe that we are going to, economically, I believe that that's where we're at. I believe that I've been checking in with finance department periodically over the last 6 months, because I think that that's important, and I think we're going to have to potentially make edits. Based on numbers that continue to come in, but
it's a fact of life. We've got less people. Mm-hmm. The economy being the way it is, and 2% growth is not incredibly high by any means. But if we're only growing at 1%, that means that 1% of that budget
needs to go. Yeah, and when your budget is roughly $100 million, you need to cut another $100,000. So that's likely another officer.
Yeah.
And that doesn't. You brought up Measure A, but Measure A actually didn't – we balanced the budget without Measure A.
Yeah.
I think that that's a fact that everybody – that it has sounded like there's chatter online, that the budget wasn't balanced. The budget is balanced. But Measure A addressed things that were infrastructure or long-term liability things, a majority of that, of the larger portions of that funding. So things like the Civic.
Yeah. Well, how large is our unfunded?
I have to look.
It was up in the hundreds of millions, wasn't it, at one time?
Prior to coming on in 2018, mm-hmm. it was up there. I haven't looked at it in the last, in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
So I don't know that I could give you one.
Oh, no, that's okay. Now, what this means, though, is that if our economic growth stays flat.
Or continues to just decline.
Which it could do.
There have been times in history, you wouldn't predict that, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say the stock market was never going to be grow.
Well, the stock market's still going crazy.
Yeah.
And I guess they didn't have a good day yesterday. It was a bloodbath. But that's kind of indicative.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to talk about in the next segment is the city council, if it stays flat like this, is going to have to make some hard choices.
Yes.
And the city, the residents of Redding, we need to know that this could be coming. And I'd like to,
very quickly, we will be having some hard discussions.
We're going to have some hard. Okay, we're going to do that right after this break, and we'll be right back.
Come, Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM on this beautiful Friday morning. We are in for a fantastic week, and we also want to thank Alex, our producer, playing great music to bump us in, to take us out. 8:31 in the morning here on 1460 AM as well. Your talk radio streaming always at KCNR1460.com. If you missed a show, you can always go back into the archives. It's something that we've kept many, many shows through the years. You can go back into our archives and listen back.
Okay, we're here with Aaron Reznor, Reading City Council. We're talking about our budget, and they've balanced the budget for 2 years, but it's based on a 2% projection of our funds, of our tax funding, of our tax income and all the income into the city raising at 2% in a positive sense. However, in the last 6 months, our economy has been flat here in the city. Well,
yes.
What that means is when you have a balanced budget, which means you figure 2% is coming in, and then you run the city on the amount of money that comes in.
Right. Yeah. The revenue in equals the expenditures
right.
out.
What happens if this continues to be flat?
Well,
because that starts right away.
It does start right away. We have seen it be flat. I have intention during this next council meeting to broach the subject with my peers on council that we need staff to come back and to bring us which facilities are priorities to keep open. what is the cost of keeping those facilities open, and then ranking which facilities we want to keep open in what order. This one is number one. You know, the library is maybe number one, maybe
Big City Dreams.
Yeah, Big League Dreams is number five, or what have you. But things like the Aquatic Center, like the Civic, I think library, if we wanted to ever develop Panorama Park, all of those sort of things.
Yeah, development of parks.
If we wanted to pave roads and have less than average or below average, I think is actually, I think we have a C rating or something. Yeah. If we wanted to bring it to a C rating, it would take
80% of the general fund goes to public safety.
Yes.
And even that could be impacted.
Yes, I think that that's likely the first thing that gets impacted in terms of we look at that cost, and then I think we start, well, actually probably the first thing that we will see close is the Civic. I think that we will probably see the Civic close, and then we'll be assessing the cost of how much it would cost to
secure it.
Thank you. That's the word that I was looking for. Yeah. Secure it. Or we could just make it a giant homeless encampment, I think.
Don't go there.
Fit that.
Yeah, well, you can get state funds for that. But if it closes, you will have to have put security on it.
And then we need to have conversation about what does it cost once we close those facilities, and once we shutter those facilities, what does it cost to secure them, and then what does it cost to reopen them if we ever wanted to?
Well, and you also have to look at how much they bring in.
Yes, what the economic impact will be to transient occupancy tax, TOT, by not having concerts every summer. But can I take a moment because you brought this up? And I know that you were making a joke about state funds. But that reminded me that I feel like we just keep forgetting to have a discussion about the topics that really, really are impacting our community, which are things like state parolees, newly being released here or coming to various different NGOs. And if we want to talk about a methadone clinic that originally, the one on Hartnell, originally when, I believe it was Basenko and Paletti, when they were saying, we think that this would be a great thing, they were thinking roughly 200 clients. Well, we have 800 clients on Hartnell who between 5:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. are served. They roughly serve, of those 800, 200 to 400 every day. And then we have children walking now in the dark, because it's dark out before school, walking past the methadone clinic where folks are being served their drugs. And then we also have parolees who are in hotels near children.
Chief Barner was on yesterday. What's today? Friday. He was on Wednesday. We discussed this. And one of the things is you've seen all these people, we know how many came in that had to register, sex offenders, arsonists. How many more have come in, plus people being taken, you know, given homeless people that are given places to stay in the hotels.
Right.
What I did not understand was TOT is not paid if they're in a place for 29 days or more.
Oh, because it's not transient.
It's not transient then. So all these people that are down there, and if they're there for 29 days or more, TOT isn't paid. That's a lot of
those
money.
Are the topics in which, those are the topics in which that I would like to be focusing on.
Yeah.
I think that the community spoke in regards to Measure A. I think that it's the council's job to figure out where is it that we can make cuts in the long term to infrastructure sort of things, so that we can fund, in my opinion, things like public safety, because I would like children on our streets.
Right.
And if they're a family who's couch surfing and maybe they're staying in a hotel for a week or something along those lines, I would like those people to be safe, because I believe that everyone in our community should be safe.
I 100% agree. The other thing, too, is that you've got hotels with felons in there, and the hotel is still renting to people that come off the road.
That's what I'm saying.
And they are not telling them that would you like to have a room next to a pedophile or an arsonist?
So they're state funded, but they're state funded to a private
NGO, Here, not a government organization, to a nonprofit.
To a nonprofit, private. So how do you target or track where the money, where's the money going?
I think that they, the money is coming from the state to those organizations, and I believe that staff, like you said, well, all of law enforcement is working together, but I believe that staff is taking time to figure out what can we do ordinance-wise to make sure that the NGOs are complying, whether or not there even is that somewhere that they're allowed to have a facility in some as a part of someone else's hotel. Like, does that meet the law and the state requirements?
I don't see how that can, right, that you don't have some kind of warning or notice that says we are housing felons in this hotel.
So, those are all of the things. Are the hoteliers who are agreeing to partner with these organizations, are they meeting all of the ordinances that are required of them and all the laws that are required of them? So that's what staff is focusing on right now. I'm really proud of the collaboration that's happening from the sheriff's office and RPD.
Good, we need
Anderson,
to hear that.
Anderson's in it. Here's the other thing.
All of the chiefs.
One of the major NGOs just went private. Which just went for
profit. When I said nonprofit, I was like, well, I should probably asterisk that.
Well, it is. And as soon as you, if you're a nonprofit, your books are open to everybody. Mm-hmm. As soon as you go for profit, your books are not open. And one of them one of the major ones just went from nonprofit to profit. And you all don't have an easy job here. And I know that, that Chief Barner is working this, and it just really perturbs him because we're talking like 800 people in the downtown area.
Yes. Yes, and another 800 every morning on Hartnell, and he has three schools that are right next to that.
Yeah.
So those are the issues that I really, really would like to
public safety
to go after. Yeah. I think the public safety really matters to this community.
Absolutely.
And I will continue to be a fiscally responsible person who makes really conservative estimates for our community. And unfortunately, I will probably be the person who leads really hard conversations about what things are we willing to or are we able to keep open and what things are we not able to keep open.
Well, let's talk about that one more time. So there's got to be a priority list. Okay, so we want to keep our streets safe. We want to keep our, you know, if you have a fire, that we have firemen there.
I would love if firemen showed up.
You need school officers. Mm-hmm. You need patrols on the streets, on the trail, all these. Even if they've been cutting back on them. You need CERT teams, which are very successful. But there are other areas. The city council just voted to give 840-something thousand, I think, 860,000 to Advance Reading to keep the Civic open.
It was 675,000 of the fund. Essentially, we gave them access to the fund that was originally set aside for Civic topics and civic infrastructure. Originally, I believe it was, I don't know, maybe Rick Bassetti was mayor then, but during that Turtle Bay sale of that property to the Sheridan, that was our portion that's been sitting there. Yes, in efforts to hopefully try and keep the Civic open. I'm not sure that they'll.
Do you think? Okay, so then in your priorities,
this was like a. You know, like you help your neighbor to get through a tough time.
Well, it's also our asset. Yes. I mean, the Civic Center is our asset. So like I said before, do we want it to be a homeless encampment or do we want it to be a place where children are dancing multiple times a year at dance recitals? When we go for dance recitals of family members that we know,
and bringing
it
in
is packed.
Yeah, wonderful acts and concerts.
Yes, comedy and
the
those
city
are the joys.
Flourish.
Yes, those are the joys and the amenities and that people love. And they also bring people from Chico to our community to go to a concert, which brings us TOT, which also means that they shop in our stores and they eat at our restaurants. And those are the things that impact our community.
Oh, Cool April Nights is there, and that brings in millions. Let's go to the phone. Sean, good morning. Do you have a question?
Yeah, good morning. Just a couple things. One is with homeless, I've heard like Barry Tippin say that we've spent more on homeless than ever before. I would suggest cutting back to old levels of spending, like in 2000. and saving money that way. I think with the more we spend, the more they come in. And then the other thing maybe to look at, Aaron, is the pension. I am a city employee, and I would love to opt out of the pension. I do way better in my own investments, but I'm forced to contribute 7.25% to a pension that never makes its benchmarks.
Yeah.
And so
I'm glad you brought that up.
And not adding new employees or letting them decide. I'd rather have control of my own money instead of giving my money to a politically invested organization, which is CalPERS. A lot of us want out, and we can't get out of it.
That's a really good point, Sean.
Sean, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sean. We know Sean, and a longtime listener, and very, very, obviously very bright guy. That's interesting, is let them make their own decisions.
Yeah, I'm glad that he brought that up, and I wrote that down in my notes so I can look into what the legalities and levers that would need to be pulled into those sort of things. I love an idea like that. I'm glad he brought up the CalPERS situation, because that is often how we get into a maybe I'll just say like a larger liability. Mm-hmm. Is that they make their estimates of how much money they believe that they're going to make in the market, CalPERS, and when they don't make that money, that amount, or they change their assumptions, then we
have to make up the difference.
Yes, we make up the difference. So I understand why that just giving some context, I understand why it is. He said it feels like a little bit of a backwards situation. I appreciate that he said
what
that.
What about dropping the level of the amount of money we spend on homelessness here? I mean, is it working?
I think that I would have to dig into specifically which program. Which program it is that he is referring to, overarching, mm-hmm. to say we've spent more money on homelessness is probably an accurate statement. I would have to look at which programs feel like they're working, which programs feel like they're not working. The micro shelter program actually is having great success.
Yes.
That's a program that feels like that it's working. So I would need to do a deep dive into that, but I don't think he's inaccurate in his statement.
We have to take a break here, but the state of California spent $27 billion on homelessness. Have no idea. They didn't track the money. They didn't track what worked and what didn't. And so they don't know. They could have plans out there that's very successful, maybe like micro shelters, but they don't know. I would hope that the city would know that, okay, if we put money in the micro shelters, it's worked. If we put money over here, we're not getting that. We're not getting the results we should.
Yes. A majority of, and I guess I'm on air, so I am going to be quoted on this. But usually homelessness is a county
and it's
financial
responsibility.
It's a financial responsibility of the county. So we support various different projects, like I was saying, like the micro shelter or in regards to housing. And there are things of RPD interfacing with homeless issues, those sort of things. But typically we are not we're not offering social services.
Okay.
So I would have to piecemeal that out a little bit to be fully accurate.
You're getting paid $600 a month.
$600 a month before taxes.
Okay. In CalPERS?
No.
Don't have to.
No, I don't take any sort of medical or anything extra like that. I don't take a retirement or any of those options.
Well, thank you so much for bringing in some wonderful Dutch Bro coffee. And I love your little Christmas. Mary and Amped is mine, and yours says, these are cute.
It says Jingle Bell Jammin'.
Yeah, Jingle Bell
Jammin'. It does say Jingle Bell Jammin'. And it wasn't actually me. It was someone else who saw us.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back for our last segment.
I'm so Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. With Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. It's 8:51 in the morning here on the 7th of November. Now, Monday, we're going to have Shasta College is going to join us and Reading Fashion Alliance on Monday, which is November 10th, which is also the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
Yes, that's the big deal right now.
Yep, and so I may or may not be here Monday morning.
I was wondering.
Because we're down at Wind River setting up for that for Monday night. So anyway, our guest today, though, is Erin Reznor, Reading City Council, and she's been laying out some pretty, some pretty serious stuff here. Balanced budget based on a 2% increase growth. Right now it's flat. So if it stays
economically,
if it stays flat, there's going to have to be some decisions made. What needs to be, the types, like the civic that may go away.
Because it costs. That is a possibility. I believe that you brought this up earlier, that when the Reading was in charge, when the city of Reading managed the Civic, it cost us roughly $1 million a year. In the last year, while we were going through the budgeting process, I asked staff and Advanced Reading to both give me of what they thought that it would cost if the city took that back over again. And they both came in at $1.4 million a year, which would come out of the general fund, which is why it is that Advanced Reading was such a great partner and has been such a great partner to the city, because they have a reverse deal from how it works in the rest of the country, where they historically have paid us rent, and the rest of the country, in this industry, when you have a venue, you usually pay. When you go to Golden One Arena, City of Sacramento is paying an entity like an Advanced Reading to run that facility, because it generates, like we said before, TOT, and it generates economic growth.
Again, this is a question I'm throwing at you, but how much did the Civic Auditorium bring in to our tax coffers?
I might have to dig back.
Okay.
But I mean, you're talking in the tens of millions worth of economic impact.
Over the years.
No. I'm going to say that there's somewhere in the tune of at least four. My phone's probably going to blow up now, from folks with the actual numbers. Yeah. But it's millions of dollars every year that is an economic impact, because you have to think, when there are thousands of people who are coming to watch a show and they're coming to watch Sam Hunt on the lawn, that's an epic experience. And they're coming from Chico to here, and they're going to get a drink at Mosaic before, or they're getting beer and pizza at Maxwell's and then going, or they're here and they're spending money and they're staying overnight and they're doing those sort of things. So yes, we're talking millions of annual impact to our economy.
So that's been a positive thing.
It's been really positive. It's great.
Yet they're at the point that they lose
the Civic, period.
Well, I think a city needs something like the Civic.
No, we cannot lose the Civic. We have to do every kind of fundraiser, whatever we need to do.
So then you go to places like Big League Dreams. You know, how much is that costing? How much is it bringing in? The soccer field. I mean, but these are things that when you talk to people, they use these facilities.
Yeah. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of youth who use those facilities. And I think the bigger thing is that this is what the argument will be. Okay, well, let's send it out for RFP. So a request for proposal. Sure, we can do that. But you and I both know this, because we have built enough things, or we have rented and we've negotiated leases, that let's say that we decide that instead of the city running Big League Dreams, we're going to send it out for RFP and someone else is going to pay us a lease. The first thing they're going to ask for are tenant improvements. And they're going to ask us, well, the turf needs to be replaced. We have $7 million, staff estimates between $7 and $10 million of infrastructure liabilities that are things that need repaired at somewhere like Big League Dreams. If we decide we're going to send, you know what, Advanced Reading is not doing it for us, and we are going to send out the Civic for RFP. Someone decides that they would like to do this model. I don't think that anyone would say they would like to pay us. But they come back and they would like to ask for TIs, which are tenant improvements. And the thing they're going to ask for is the HVAC. Which circle all the way back to earlier, the HVAC unit needs to be replaced. That's somewhere between $3 and $5 million. We don't have $3 to $5 million. You're talking about 30 officers or 30 firemen in the general fund to pay for those sort of infrastructure things. So those are the bigger picture sort of costs. When we're talking about not fixing things at the Aquatic Center because we've cut the budget for community services, those disproportionately impact our lower income families who use the Aquatic Center as an escape, and we train them how to swim and not drown. All of these sort of things just add to the fabric of a community, but They're on the chopping block.
Everything.
I think that we will need to take a really hard look as members of council, to put things in a priority. Is something like the Civic a number two, or is it a number four? Is something like the Aquatic Center number three? What will it cost to keep this one open versus this one? And I think that those are the hard conversations we will be doing.
Let's just throw this one out. The library.
The library is something like roughly $1 million of general
so
fund.
So how important is the library? How all of these, and I am so happy, Linda, that you've threatened to really hurt me physically if I ever ran for office.
I was going to make a suggestion. I was going to let you know that 2026 is coming up. There is a new redistricting, and there's also city council positions that are going to be open. I can list all of them if...
I'd vote for you, Carl.
See? I think we could garner a lot of votes. I will manage your campaign, Carl.
Okay, thanks. The thing about it is
he needs it.
And I'll give you a couch to sleep on.
Well, that's,
when you're in the station.
I think people, our listeners and everybody out there, thousands of people are out there listening. We need to really encourage and support our city council.
Yeah.
You may not agree with every decision. I don't agree with every decision
Absolutely.
They make.
Yeah.
You won't.
How boring would it be if we all agreed all the time?
But the bottom line on this is there's going to have to be some really tough decisions made, and the community needs to get involved in this.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the reasons, I told you this before, that was one of the reasons why it was that I decided to run for the remainder of Councilmember DeQuisto's term, is that I saw what was happening based on inflation in our rural communities, and I knew that there was going to need to be someone who sat on that council who had experience and who had experience with budgeting process and who was willing to make hard decisions, because that is ultimately our job. Our job is to listen to the people and then make the best decisions that we can with the information that we have in front of us.
Well, thank you for listening to the people.
Well,
that's a big one.
Thank you so much for coming on today.
Yes,
short
Aaron
notice,
Redzer.
But you've been thinking about this, and we need to have all the city council people on and discuss this, because, my friends, there's going to have to be some tough decisions made, and you